You're listening to KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters here with our good friend, the tallest man on earth, Christian. Welcome. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's so great to be back.
And I know it's tough to get up early. You are such a champ. And you're on tour right now with a band, and it was very nice of you not to make them all get up this morning.
Yeah. I mean, they need their sleep.
They need their rest. You have a big show tonight at the Moore Theater.
Yeah.
And a brand new album out. And you're going to play a couple songs from that for today?
Yes. Right. Yes, I'm going to try to make some versions of them. Yeah.
All right. Why don't you start us off with one, and then we'll chat.
Yeah. Okay. And so I stumble in the light that now was always there to me. To end all repetition, insane, I bother with a blind, so carry on and love will be here. I met this girl from out town, but sadly she could see I'm still a bunch of memories and kicks that I believe. Suddenly the rain's the only part you feel, and there's the darkness of the dream. She was something of a flame, just telling me to quiet excuses and the visions. Just let yourself out of your sight, so careless and some love will be here. And now you sleep and get some rest from all the songs you made. They're all a bunch of mirrors, and darling, I'm afraid suddenly the rain's the only part you darkness of the dream, oh Lord. Right in the darkness of the dream, oh Lord. She said, I ain't got no time for no broken believers, and lie like the foolish one. It's taking hours and days, and I just wanna hold you and then. Of a weight begun, I said I think of ours and everyone. The letting go is here and now. The beauty's in your arms. No mind is out to wonder. Just let yourself out of your sight. So careless and some love will be here. Now there's this dancer in the dream, just rolling in the night. I can't believe how pretty, and I can't believe the signs. And suddenly the rain is the only part you feel. And there's the darkness of the dream, oh Lord. Right in the darkness of the dream, oh Lord. A fear of heart and all of its turnings, and it's never letting go. I'm sure I'll sleep when all this go under, but now will I sleep alone? It only starts with a river, but I know it's only waiting for the golden ground. Shaking through memories we leave behind. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a wide and awakening. I'm showing up late on the way. There was something that told me to stay. I feed on the sunlight, but sunlight just drives me away. Oh, the summer's deep, but the memory's still in the garden is full. And away over hills I see there's a line that I'm walking, and I'm just the same. Oh, it's an endless game in the darkness of the dream.
So beautiful. The Tallest Man on Earth live on KEXP, a song from the new album Dark Bird is Home. A magnificent record, Christian.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You toured almost constantly starting 7 or 8 years ago, and I heard that you took a year off recently. Is that true?
Yep.
And is that when you made the record?
Yes.
Did that feel different? Because you've had a pretty constant output of wonderful albums, but I understand that you were really sort of just touring and writing and recording and releasing and touring some more. What did it feel like to have that space to make this record?
It felt different. I mean, first, it was very needed because I started to tour back home in Sweden, Europe, and then I was here in this room when I started to tour in with some weird mustache, and I just kept on going since then. So making that decision to have the year off, and I was going to take it pretty slow and just have fun in I built a studio in my barn, but then actually the making of the album became needed in my life to just as an outlet for a lot of things. So, but yeah, it was and for the first time I took help. I had a wonderful engineer and co-producer and BJ Burton, because I used to do everything myself, engineer. And
after so many records doing it by yourself, even though it seemed like something you were looking forward to, what was the experience like stepping back after having your fingers in every pot?
It was fun. And really, it became like a joy. Even though not a lot of the songs are about joy, like the actual recording process, at least everything except the vocals, was such a joyful experience and creative and inspiring, because we did most of the tracking back home in my studio, and it was beautiful Swedish summer days, things that I like, the days that I romanticize about when I think of back home. And it was so hot during the day, so we had to record a lot during nights where the sun is still up, and it was just dreamy.
It must be nice having to let someone else worry about all the technical things, and you can just worry about creating the art.
Yes, and that's probably why it ended up sounding like this, because I had all the... It's not like it's a new decision to make a louder album, because I didn't used to have the time to do all that. But now I could just run around and play a lot of instruments and track them. So, yeah.
And I know we mentioned that you're touring with a band, and actually I keep reading it's the first time, and your shows are so magnetic and you fill the stage that I feel like I've seen you play with a band before, but until I saw you in Philadelphia in May, actually I think I hadn't.
No, I don't think so.
But I feel like I had. I was having this discussion with someone, I saw him play with a band before, but you feel like a full band. Your live shows are just so powerful. And so I was surprised, well, not surprised, but when I saw you play with a full band, you're not leaning back into the band. You're still really out there in front and center and engaging with the audience in the same way that you did before. So it makes me curious how the band fits in for you.
Yeah, I mean, you saw us really early on this year. I was still in the beginning, it was a little, I had to figure out that I didn't need to run around as much as I used to, because they're other people doing things. But I'm happy that I found a band where I can still be me, and I can still connect with the crowd, and it could be a dynamic show, and it could be it's alive in a way that, I don't know, it just adds.
Did you decide to start playing with more musicians because it was the result of having more time to make the record, and you actually had time to think about that and bringing people in?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really plan how the album was going to sound, but then it ended up like this, and of course I wanted to play the songs a little louder and have all those sounds. But also it was a big thing, like ending touring in 2013, I was pretty run down and tired from doing those shows by myself, because venues getting bigger and bigger, and you do it yourself and you walk off and there's no one. A lot of looping thoughts in my mind after a show, like just
no one to share with. Yeah.
It was kind of, I was daydreaming about having some kind of
camaraderie on stage and someone to share it with, to some other people to make music with, you know. I guess I've had that for a long time, so.
Yeah, I imagine if you play some big show in a gorgeous opera house or something and you've just had this amazing experience and then you go backstage and you're all by yourself.
Yeah, you go into the dressing room and your crew is getting the gear and like there's there you stand there and like, "Oh, so this is success." Like, "Good job, Christian." And then you say good job to yourself a bunch of times and then but even more times you say bad job, Christian. And, you know, it's just so much fun to have a band where you can joke about like mistakes that happen in the show and you can high five about moments that, you know, where you feel like you just transcend, you know.
Well, I didn't realize you were so early with the band when I saw you in May. It was an incredible show. So you said 40-ish shows under your belt with these folks now?
Yeah. And I mean, I can't curse. They're very, very good. I looked for the best, so
well,
I found them.
Listeners can see you tonight at the Moore Theater here in Seattle. And did I see that you're playing with Lady Lamb?
Yes.
She's fantastic as well.
It's going to be my first time seeing her live, so I'm excited.
You're going to love it. And what a great show for people to go out and see tonight.
It's going to be fun.
You have another song from the new record?
Yeah, I can play the first song, Fields of Our Home.
We're here in the KEXP studios with The Tallest Man on Earth. A new album, Dark Bird, is home.
So you honestly believe. Every night, now been dreaming of a second ride, while the first one leave your eyes. What if you've never been through life's young sorrow wailing long? What if you'd never seen through that to the fields of her home? Always rumors of a flaming town, not by parents ever traced. Now, just a part of what we do out here. Subtle, early, vicious lane. What if I'd never been through fine sorrow wailing long? What if I'd never seen through that all to the fields of her home? Traveling need of a wave, and the burn of salt in the cuts come around, heal again. So he's racing on that crossing street where you land on quiet hills. Will there ever be a same time to let them know how walking feels? What if we never see through crying tomorrow's way? See through that the more we believe in these frozen grounds. Suddenly hunger disappears. Will we fall as we run with our closing eyes? Is this a
So nice. What a wonderful way to start the day. You're welcome to stop by and kick off the midday show anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in this morning. It's great to see you. Dark Bird is Home, the new album from The Tallest Man on Earth. And again, Christian, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.